This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Late last year, the Missouri Botanical Garden launched a new project using artificial intelligence to digitize plant data. Let's get an update now from Matthew Austin, curator of biodiversity data at the Missouri Botanical Garden.
We were really fortunate at the Missouri Botanical Garden to get an anonymous donation of $14.4 million to digitize our entire herbarium, which is a collection of dried plant specimens collected from around the world from throughout the past several centuries. We have around 8 million specimens in our collection. We're one of the largest herbaria in the world. So this project is digitizing everything, and it's also using some new technology, primarily AI, to build tools to automatically identify specimens in our collection.
When you look at the value of what you have there and all of these specimens, you know, not, and I'm not talking like a monetary value, but value to the world, what you have contained right there.
Yeah, it is just an incredibly, incredibly valuable collection. You know, herbaria are really our best resource for documenting what plant species occur on Earth and where you can find them. There are people estimate that out of the total number of plant species that occur on Earth, around 50% of them are currently unknown to science. And of those, we estimate that half of those, so 50% of the 50% of unknown plant species, are currently reside in herbaria. Specimens just waiting to be named and described. So this is an incredibly valuable collection. People are also using herbaria for, new applications like studying how plants are responding to climate change. So it's an incredible source of information that's valuable for plant conservation around the world.
So talk about how artificial intelligence is being used to help digitize this.
Yeah. So one of the ways that we're digitizing our collection is using a technique called reflectance spectroscopy, which is taking data on the pattern with which light is reflected off of leaves of plants. And we're using those patterns of light reflectance to train an AI model to be able to automatically identify specimens in our collection. So this type of data is, you know, one way that we're digitizing the collection, but the model, the output from this will be used by our staff to, you know, increase their curatorial efficiency of the collection.
Give me a sense of, for example, if human beings were to do this with some more traditional tools, how many hours would it take to be able to accomplish this task?
Oh, it would take many, many lifetimes of work, more than I would be able to say here. The traditional way that we identify specimens in our collection is by, making use of highly skilled taxonomists. And these are people who have dedicated their life to the profession of being able to identify plants. So it takes years of schooling, and, years of experience beyond that to gain expertise in only, a select number of plant groups. So what we're aiming to do is by providing a tool that can identify, maybe not everything, but at least the easy specimens. We're hoping to be able to make the curators in our collection make their job more efficient so that, instead of them, every week being given, say 10 boxes of specimens to identify. They're given only one box, which are the specimens that the model couldn't handle and require a taxonomist's eye.
So it's not replacing those taxonomists, it's just using them in a better way.
Absolutely.
Worldwide, when it comes to documenting collections like this, will this help the botanical garden then share that information?
Absolutely. We are collaborating very closely with institutions around the world who are all interested in similar techniques. We're collaborating with them to make sure that we collect our spectral reflectance data in similar ways so that, eventually we can integrate data across institutions and develop, one like master identification model that any herbaria anywhere in the world uses for, a first pass of identifying specimens in their collection.
How would it help humanity if we could identify even a portion of that 50% that's out there that we think has not been identified?
Yeah, it would be huge. We can only conserve what we know. So any species that are not yet known to science, we can't conserve simply because they're invisible to us. And these are species that might have really important properties for human health and well-being. They might be plants that have important medicinal benefits or would be important agriculturally. But until we have put names to them and know what they are, we can't work with them in any capacity.
Do you think this will get to a point, for example, where someone could take some kind of device out in the field and immediately identify new species?
That is the goal. Because we have 8 million specimens in our collection, it can serve as an incredible reference library for identifying plants from around the world. And one thing that we're interested in is whether you can use a reference library based on dried plant material for identifying living plants in the field. We think it's possible, but there will be some work to get there. But if that is the case, then people would be able to take a device with them, outside, out into the field, take a quick scan of a plant and get an idea about what species it is. And whenever you use this model for identifying a plant, it will give you a confidence score, essentially, how confident is the model in its prediction? And if the confidence score is pretty low, the model says, here's what I think it is, but, I'm only 10% confident in this guess. That probably points to, it could be a species that is yet known to science. It could be a species that is still to be described.
That is Matthew Austin, curator of biodiversity data at the Missouri Botanical Garden. Still,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.